Let me know if the office, as everyone returns to work, what changes have happened in the office? Gary Martin's the CEO of the Institute of Management. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Okay. How do you self-isolate, or not self-isolate, how do you social distance in a lift?
Well, it is problematic, but I think there's a bigger problem there, and that is, how do you stop people touching the lift buttons when they operate? I think you probably have to bring back the old lift attendant to try and control some of these things. And if you don't want to take the lift, there's always the stairs, so we're going to have some very fit workers around.
Do you think that these are the sorts of things that office building managers are having to contemplate?
Well, look, there's a mixed bag there. Some people have been working on a return to work program for the last month, in fact, and I guess for others, people haven't even thought about this returning to the office. It's not going to happen all in one hit where there's such a thing as a, you know, a national back to the office type day. It's going to happen in waves and shifts. A staggered approach, and that's actually going to help to address some of the safety issues.
Is there likely to be restrictions in, particularly this is an issue for the major skyscrapers in the CBD, isn't it? I mean, it's one thing to walk
up a
floor of stairs here where I work to get up to the first floor, but if you're on the 22nd floor at Central Park,
yep,
you're not taking the stairs, and they need lots of lift capacity. I mean, are we going to see queues of people standing 1.5 metre apart out the front of lifts?
Yeah, look, that's why I think those returning in waves or in shifts is going to solve some of those problems. I know that there are some people working in high-rise buildings at the moment, and it's a breeze for them because there's probably only 20 people in the entire building. So what you need to do is need to actually stagger shifts, have some people working on some days, others working on other days, and have staggered start times and finish times as well. All of those things have to be factored into the mix depending on how many people will be in a particular building. But the problem doesn't actually, you know, stop there. It's actually what happens when you get into those, particularly those open plan offices. Then there's some real issues that need to be addressed.
So is the hot desk dead or is that overblown?
The hot desk has definitely gone cold. There's no doubt about that happening because you can't have an open plan office where people are moving from place to place on a day-to-day basis. People will need to be assigned seats. But, Gareth, it's not simply that. See, those open plan offices have been designed so people get up and walk around and they talk to others. And that's exactly what you don't want. You're probably going to end up with a workplace bubble. There's a group of people where you actually stay in contact with, and you don't wander all over the office like those open plan offices originally encouraged you to do.
And I've got to say, that's pretty much how we've been doing business here at 6PR. Our program teams have been in their own bubbles since the start of this, the last 6 or 8 weeks.
Yep. We're all leading the pack there because I think there's a lot that have to actually think about these sorts of things.
How useful is the information that the Christian Porter, the Attorney General, was talking about and putting out earlier this week on the WorkSafe website?
Look, I think it's useful. I think every case is going to be different. And as you know, within every single office, there are people that are going to react differently. So we can talk about safety type issues, but there's also a mental safety issue as well. People have been through all sorts of things. And so when they come back to the office, it's not just the physical stuff, it's also mental health issues that are going to be addressed. So, you know, some really big issues that need to be tackled by bosses around the place.
Gary, thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Gareth.
Gary Martin, the CEO of the Australian Institute of Management. Are you back in the office yet? Are you going back to the office next week? What are the arrangements that have been made to facilitate that? Are you looking forward to going back to the office, or would you rather stay working from home? 922 11 882. I'm going to get back to the issue of JobKeeper in some more detail as well. There's some alarming new figures that suggest maybe as many as half of hospitality businesses have not even bothered to apply for JobKeeper. Now, if you don't apply for JobKeeper, it suggests to me that you don't think you're coming back, which is a real worry, because there would be few reasons not to try and access free money if you thought you were going to keep going. So are we looking at a wipeout of this sector despite the best efforts of the government to preserve those jobs through JobKeeper? Come to that in a moment. 9221882, anything you like. By the way, our greatest asset this morning, just in time for Mother's Day, will win a gift voucher to the value of $100 from Keturah Day Spa, K-E-T-U-R-A-H. You can buy vouchers online at keturah.com.au or from their stores at Highgate, Nedlands, Carine and Claremont Quarter. They're a proudly West Australian family-owned business. A Keturah gift voucher, perfect for Mother's Day. So pick one up if you haven't already. That's what our greatest asset this morning will win at the end of the year. You could go into the draw to win a $10,000 dream holiday thanks to WA Asset, the bathroom renovators, bathrooms for living.